We'll learn tonight. We will nishmas kol debasha basabar and neshamas alder naliyah. Hey, Pasha spot loyischol. Pasha starts off with the mitzvah of lighting the menorah. Pasuk beis damel aron ve'amarta ilov. B'haloyischas aneiroi samu pnei menorah yiru shiva aneiros. Vayas kein aron and aron did so. Rashi tells us, what does the pasuk mean? Vayas kein aron. Aron did so. Of course, Aaron did the mitzvah of lighting the menorah. And Rashi tells us, "Lahagi the shvacha shel Aaron shloshim." Tell us the shvach of Aaron, the praise of Aaron. He didn't change. That Aaron followed instructions exactly the way the mitzvah was supposed to be done. And of course, everybody is bothered by the kasha. Of course, Aaron didn't change. Of course,
sounds like asking me.
We don't change the mitzvahs either. What's the big shvach that Aaron didn't change? The pasuk gives him an honorable mention. Vayas kein Aaron, and so Aaron did. Ayin ponim. Ramban says that the mitzvah dwakas neirois was kosher with a kohen hedit as well. It didn't have to be done only by kohanim, by the kohen gadol. The pasuk at Tetzaveh says, Yarei chosoi, Aaron uvonov, me'erev ad baiker, Aaron and his sons. Even a kohen hedit could have lit the menorah. The shvach of Aaron was that even though he was the kohen gadol, and the kohen gadol had all the other obligations, chiyuvim, the kohen gadol, even so, the mitzvah was told to Aaron. Aaron did it anyway, and all his life, Aaron was on the lit the menorah, shiloshina. Aaron had a way out. He had an exemption. He had a patur, and Aaron didn't use the exemption, but he himself did the mitzvah. Lahagat shvachoi shel Aaron. The Ramban and Pasuk Gimel. The Sfas Emes and others, more the Chassidish Oifin say shiloshina, that when a person does a mitzvah, a person does something new, the first time is very exciting. You all know, you look forward to it. You start a new mesechta. So the first night, a new mesechta. By the time it comes, the next night, you do the mitzvah the second time, the third time, it's already starts to wear off. But a mitzvah boy puts on tefillin. The first night puts on tefillin, it's a whole excitement. Come back a few months later, and the excitement is lost. Shiloshina, Aaron didn't change. The same mislavos, the same excitement that he had, the same brand that he had when he did the mitzvah the first time. Melame, the pasuk teaches us the shvach of Aaron, he didn't change. Did the mitzvah for the 100th time, for the 200th time, year in, day out, year in, year out, he had the same brand, the same excitement, the same mislavos for doing the mitzvah. And that was the shvach of Aaron. Something that we could learn from. Instead of mitzvahs anoshim mulamada, a mitzvah becoming out of habit, it's good. We train ourselves to do mitzvahs, but we can't lose the excitement and the brand to do the mitzvah. The shvach of Aaron was that no matter how many times he did the mitzvah, shiloshina, Aaron didn't change. The Alter from Kelem says over a beautiful insight. What does it mean that Aaron didn't change? He says over very, very nice insight. Who are we speaking about? Aaron HaKoyim. Not Aaron HaKoyim. Aaron the Kohen Gadol. And who was Aaron the Kohen Gadol? Probably the most famous Kohen Gadol that we ever had. Known far and wide. Oyev Shalom. Right? Aaron was a busy man. Had the Avodah, the Kahanim. Aaron did the Avodah and the Kodesh Kadoshim on Yom Kippur. Did the Avodah Yom Kippur. Shiloshina. It didn't matter to Aaron HaKoyim which Avodah he was doing. Whether he was doing the Choshev Avodah of Yom Kippur in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Whether he was doing the Avodah Sayyim of Yom Kippur and he had the whole Tzibur watching. Whether he was doing the Avodah of the Karbonos. Or whether he was doing the Avodah of just lighting the Menorah. Or cleaning out the Menorah. Shiloshina. Aaron didn't change. He had the same Mesiris Nefesh, gave himself over the same way to do the mitzvah of lighting the menorah, the same way he gave himself over to do the mitzvah of the Avodah Yom Kippur, the mitzvah of going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, bringing the Ketores. Aaron didn't change. Whatever mitzvah he was doing, whether people might think it's a mitzvah choshev or not, to Aaron, shiloshina, Aaron didn't change. All mitzvahs he treated the same, all mitzvahs with the same excitement, but the same chashivos, because they're all mitzvahs of Hashem. Aaron was loshina. Aaron didn't change from one mitzvah to the next. Any mitzvah that he did, the kohen gadol, he did the same way. He didn't rate the mitzvahs. This is a more important, that's less important. He did all the mitzvahs the same, because they're all mitzvahs of Hashem.
But he's never tired?
Never tired.
Why not? He slept at night.
Huh?
He slept at night.
Yeah, but 40 years, it's a big period. He served 40 years. Aaron.
That's a kind of gadol, but so
40 years never to be tired,
a miracle.
Okay, which is something for us to learn from, whether we like it or not, consciously or subconsciously, we rate mitzvahs. The person's honest with himself. We all rate the mitzvahs. In our own minds, not everybody has the same scale, but we all rate mitzvahs. This mitzvah is more important to me. This mitzvah is less important to me. This mitzvah, I'm more careful with. That mitzvah, it's not so important. I'm not so careful with. We rate the mitzvahs. A yid, the person has to be shiloshina, not to change. A mitzvah that's given to us by Hashem, we have to give ourselves over to keep all of the mitzvahs, to watch all of the mitzvahs. And some mitzvahs, a person is more public, some mitzvahs are more private, some mitzvahs are more choshev, so to speak, some mitzvahs people don't treat so choshev, but the truth is shiloshina. A person can't change. A person has to realize that all mitzvahs are given to us by Hashem, and the same way there's a Shulchan Aruch for Hilchos Shabbos, and more important halachas, there's a Shulchan Aruch for all the other mitzvahs and halachas as well. And they can learn from Aaron, shiloshina, not to change. That the mitzvahs of Hashem are all just as important, and Chazal tell us, that ain't until you day a matan schar and shel mitzvahs. We don't know the schar of mitzvahs. Why don't we know the schar of mitzvahs? Because if we knew the schar of mitzvahs, we'd rate the mitzvahs. And people would only do the mitzvahs that bring a lot of reward.
Yeah.
Big dividends. And the mitzvahs that bring in small dividends, doesn't pay. It's not worth it. So there'll be mitzvahs that will be pushed aside. So on purpose, we're not told the schar of mitzvahs. Because we don't know. Sometimes we might think a mitzvah is small, a mitzvah is little, and really it's a great mitzvah. So instead of rating the mitzvahs, and we should treat mitzvahs equally in a sense that they all have chashivas, they're all important, and a person should treat the mitzvahs and do all the mitzvahs as much as they possibly can. The Pasuk says later on, we have in this week's parasha the story of Pesach Sheni, that the Anoshim Tmeim came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they didn't know what to do. It's not fair, but Tomei, we can't bring the carbon, what should they do? So the Torah tells us in Pasuk and Perik Ches, in Pasuk Zayin, Vayomru ha'anoshim mahem ayuav, the people said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Anachnu tmeim, v'tomei v'nefesh adam, Loma nigara, why should we be any worse? L'vilti hakir is karban Hashem b'mayadoi, not to bring the karban Pesach v'seich b'nei Yisrael. And what does Moshe Rabbeinu answer in Pasuk Ches? Vayomru alayim Moshe, Moshe answers, Imdu v'eshma'o mayitzave Hashem lachem. Stand, wait, and I'll go listen to what Hashem commands you. I don't know the answer. I have to go ask Hashem what the procedure is. And Moshe returns with the whole parasha of Pesach Sheni. The Margolis Hayam, Sefer Masechta Sanhedrin, brings down a very, very, very nice word. If you look through Chumash, there are five places in Chumash where Moshe didn't know the halacha, and he had to ask or rely on somebody else for the halacha. Moshe didn't know. The Gemara Megillah on Beis and Beis, the Gemara discusses the letters of the Aleph Beis. And the Gemara says, Menatzbach, the end of letters, the end of Mem, the end of Nun, the end of Tzadik, the end of Pei, the end of Chof, Seifim Maimon, the Nevi'im taught us. And the Gemara asks, how could that be? And called Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. The Nevi'im keep him a Chadesh, something new that we didn't have already. So the Gemara answers, Shachachom v'chazor v'yisrom. They forgot, and it was reinstituted. What it means exactly, how they forgot, Mefarshim discussing Sech Megillah. Good. It was forgotten. The end of letters were forgotten, and they had to reinstitute, revitalize, bring back again the end of letters.
When it was forgotten, it wasn't in the Sefer
Torah. That's right.
All Mefarshim discuss it. It could be someone who learned that it wasn't used only at the end of a word. They used it interchangeably in the middle and at the end of words. It was forgotten that it was special for the end of a word. The different pshat and what it means that they forgot. But the Nevi'im came and they had to reinstitute the rules of Menatzbach. Says Megolas Hayam, Menatzbach they forgot. Menatzbach the Nevi'im brought back. Menatzbach, Mem, Nun, Tzadik, Pechof, the end of letters, are Rosh Tevis for the five times in Chumash that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot the halacha. Mem, Mekoshish Eitzim. Nen, stands for Mekoshish. The end of Pashas Emor, Kilefoy Rash Mayas Aloy. They didn't know what to do. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what to do with the Mekoshish. They had to wait until Moshe found out. The Mem is Mekoshish. The Nun refers to Noikev Shem, the Mekalel. The one was Noikev Shem Hashem, it's Mekalel Shem Hashem. Also Pashas Emor. The Pasuk says, V'yanechu ba'mishma lifrosh hem api Hashem. They had to lock him up in jail. They didn't know what to do with him until Hashem explained. Mem is Mekayshesh, the Nun is Noikev. The Tzaddik, Selofchot, the nice Selofchot, Pashas Pinchas. But a nice Selofchot, they came, they wanted the Yerusha because the father had died, there were no sons. Moshe didn't know what to do. The Pasuk says, Vayakrev Moshe es Mishpaton Lufnei Hashem. Moshe brought their din before Hashem, Pashas Pinchas. The pay, it's Pasha, Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni. Wait, and I'll hear when Hashem commands you. Moshe didn't know what to do.
Wow.
This week's Pasuk. I'm sorry, Perikhes Pasuk. And the Chof stands for Cosby. Cosby Basasur. By Pinchas, when Zimri did that very well, Cosby Basasur, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what to do until Pinchas came along and Pinchas told Moshe, Kanoin Poygen boy, and Hashem Moshe told Pinchas, carry it out, go ahead and do it. So the chaf is Cosby for the story of Pinchas. Magala Sayyam, who's in
that,
who's in
that.
So
Moshe
Rabbeinu didn't know, so they became angry. Could be a little different. This is without becoming angry. The place where Moshe became angry, this is not the place where Moshe was not angry. Could be the punishment that he forgot in those places because he became angry. Once the Rosh Rashi means down, he forgot the halach. Yeah. But the case is here that there was no kass. Moshe just was not, had to ask what the halacha was, he wasn't aware of the halacha. So Rosh Tevis Menatzbach, nice little remez to remember the five places in the Torah where Moshe Rabbeinu was not sure of the halacha. Mekayshesh, the Noikev, Tzolofcha, Pesach Sheni, and Cosby. Pasuk says later on, Perik Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, the Pasuk tells us the Yidden complained, they didn't have food, and the Pasuk tells us that
had chickens.
The people cried, Moshe heard them crying, Vayichaf Hashem Yoid Ve'enei Moshe Ro. So in Perik Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Moshe says to Hashem, Loma Hari Oysu La'avdecha V'loma Le'matzasi Chem Be'enecha. Why did you do bad to your servant, to me? Why don't I find favor in your eyes? You put upon me the burden of this entire nation. Did I bear them? Did I give birth to this nation? And you should say to me, carry them in your lap. Like the nursemaid carries the baby that's nursing. Moshe says, Rostam, I have the responsibility to bear this whole nation, to carry this whole nation.
Yeah.
And Chaim Shulavitz explains very nicely that Moshe Rabbeinu had a right to say this.
Why?
Because Moshe Rabbeinu was somebody who did carry the entire nation. Moshe Rabbeinu felt the mass of the burdens of everybody. Moshe Rabbeinu's kayach was that he felt the tsar of every, he was able to feel for every person. And where do we see, where does Moshe have the kayach from? From the very beginning, back in Pashas Shemois. By Shlishi, the Pasuk tells us that Moshe grew up and he went out in Mitzrayim. And Rashi says he went out to see the troubles that the Yidden were having in Mitzrayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu felt for every year the tsar that they had. A person who fails for somebody else is able to carry somebody else's burden. My troubles, I carry. Somebody else can't carry it. But Moshe Rabbeinu, who felt for others, he was able to carry it. He's able to carry to carry the burdens. If you feel that somebody feels the sad that a person has, somebody feels the pain, somebody feels the worry, it makes it a little bit easier to bear when someone else is in it with you. When a person rejoices and somebody rejoices with them, the simcha spreads. Moshe Rabbeinu had that kayach. From the very beginning, he was able to see the burdens of an Yisrael. He was able to carry that burden. He was nice in Mechaveiroi. The Gemara brings down a tiny stuff in Aleph. The Gemara brings down this man shat tzibur shori b'tzar. Tomet that tzibur is b'tzar. Al yoyma odom, a person shouldn't say, Eilach l'bayis, I'll go to my house, v'oichel v'eshne, I'll eat, and I'll drink. Elo yitzar odom im hatzibur. A person has to participate with the tzar that the tzibur has. When the tzibur is b'tzar, a person has to feel the tzar of the tzibur. Shekeim atzinu b'moshe Rabbeinu. Where do we find this? By Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, by Mechemes Amalek, Bidei Moshe Kvedim. Moshe, his hands were up in the air. His hands were heavy. Moshe could keep his hands up. What does the Pasuk say? Vayikhu Evan, they took a rock. Vayasimu Tach, they put it under Moshe. Vayeshevil, and he sat on the rock. And the Gemara asks, They couldn't find pillows or a mattress or something soft for Moshe to be able to sit on. They had to bring a rack. And the Gemara answers, and Moshe said, Klal Yisrael's Mitzar, the fighting of Muhammad, Afani Eimon Mitzar. Even though I'm not actively fighting the Muhammad, I'll participate, I'll be with them Mitzar. A person has to feel the Tzar of a Tzibu. And the Tzar of a Kol Yochid V'Yochid, Noisei Ba'el, Noisei Ba'el M'chaveri. The stipler, in his later years, wasn't able to hear. If anybody went into the stipler in his later years, the person had to write down his bakasha, and they'll give it to the stipler. He's very hard of hearing in his older years.
And heavy accent.
What?
And he had a heavy accent. When he talked, he had a heavy accent.
The stipler had trouble hearing in his old age, and to communicate with the stipler, one had to write down his bakasha and so on. The stipler, Rabbi Avram Yafin, was a son-in-law of the Alter from the Vardik, had a yeshiva in Tel Aviv, and he was nifter. I'm not sure what the year was, he was nifter. And there was a big hesped in Tel Aviv. And the stipler, as hard as it was, felt that he had to go. Because he had gone with Rabbi Yafin many, many years, he knew his mishpacha, he felt that's kavod ames, and kavod for mishpacha, he had to go. So the stipler traveled to Tel Aviv for the hesped.
Not that far.
The stipler couldn't hear. The stipler sat by the hesped, and he couldn't hear a word that was being said. Couldn't hear one word. He sat there, posh, that's covered for the nifter, covered for the mishpacha. He sat there. After about an hour and a half or so, one speaker after another, Rav Shalom Shvadron was walking towards the bima to speak. Rav Shalom was walking towards the bima, the stipler picked himself up, and he walked out. And he walked out. As the speakers changed, he walked out the door.
Oh.
And yes. No, when the stipend walks out the door, what happens?
The animal walks out the door,
and the kids, quite a number of people walked out the door. The stipend realized what happened. He felt very bad.
Sure.
The next morning, he wrote a letter to Rav Shalom Shavon. He wrote a letter, and he said the following. He said, I want to ask you mechila if I caused you any tzar when I walked out. Because I know when I walked out, I realize now that it wasn't only me. Had I realized that other people would follow as well, I never would have done it. I would have waited. But I want to explain to you what happened. Stipler says, I came to the hesped, and I couldn't hear one word. I sat there literally for an hour and a half, and I couldn't hear one word. And I wasn't feeling well. And I wanted to leave. I wanted to go back home. I didn't want to walk out in the middle of a speech, middle of a hesped. So I waited till the speakers changed. He says, Rav Shalom, be meichel me, but when I saw you going up, I know that you're a darshan. I know that you're a speaker. And I'm not going to hear a word, I'm not going to hear. And I was choishish that your speech is not going to be a short 10-minute speech. It's going to take a while. And I was sitting there in Sarah, I wasn't feeling well. And I felt that I was yoytzei mechiv already of coming out covered on nifter and for covered of the mishpacha. And I felt that I could leave. But looking back, first of all, I want to apologize for leaving when you went up to speak. But second of all, had I known that when I walked out, others would have followed as well, I never would have thought. I would have sat there, even though I was bizarre, in order that I shouldn't cause you or anybody else to say, when I walked out, others walked out as well. And he asked him, Michi. Such was the stipler. But I am always concerned about others' feelings. Not only the big things, but the small things as well. We always have to be concerned about how somebody else feels. I can attain that a goal is on a big madrega and it shouldn't bother him. You're right. And it shouldn't bother things that happen. Well, mice are human beings, And nourisher things do bother people. That's the way we are. People, nourisher things do bother people. It does bother us. You're right. We should all work on ourselves and it shouldn't bother us. But things do. And a person has to be very, very careful not to cause tzar to somebody. And if chas v'shalom, a person does cause tzar, a person should be careful to ask mechila and apologize to try to remove any pain that he caused. The pasuk says, "Va'ish Moshe onav ma'oid mikol ha'adam asher al pnei ha'adama." Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Gimel. Moshe was the greatest onav of anybody on the face of the earth. Moshe Rabbeinu was an onav, despite the fact that Moshe was an onav, he was one of the greatest people that ever lived. It's not a steer. A person could be an onav. The same person, he could be a gadol. He could be a gadol. A person has to realize where his koiches come from. Where his koiches come from. None of means he realizes it's not me. It's not koichi b'etzem yodi. All that I have comes from Hashem. Hashem gave me that koiches, but I have to use it. A person uses his koiach, he can become a great person, become a gadol. So Moshe could be the greatest honor, but at the same time, he could be the gadol adar that he was. The Chofetz Chaim had a Talmud Reb Shimon Uzovsky. Chofetz Chaim in 1925, Tafresh Pehe, planned to go up to Eretz Yisrael. And before he planned on leaving to Eretz Yisrael, he wanted to say goodbye and go to certain cities that he had learned in his youth, a little of Kars HaToy, that he felt a certain fondness to a certain kesher with. He wanted to go to the people in the city and say goodbye before he left to Eretz Yisrael. He came to one such city, and when the people heard the Chofetz Chaim was coming, they all came out in a Shabbos clothing. They lined up to greet the carriage carrying the Chofetz Chaim. As soon as the carriage comes into town, people gathered all around and they started walking in a parade together with the carriage. And the Chofetz Chaim is sitting inside the carriage and he starts to cry. The Chofetz Chaim starts to cry. He sees his Talmud Reb Shimon Rizovsky standing on the side, who lived here, and he calls him over. He says, "Come into the carriage." And Reb Shimon goes inside the carriage with the Chofetz Chaim. And he sees the Chofetz Chaim is crying. He says to him, "Rebbe, why are you crying for? What happened?" And the Chofetz Chaim says, "Why am I crying? I'm crying because look out the window. Look at all the COVID that they're giving me here. Look at all the COVID they're giving me. I don't deserve any of this COVID. I'm crying because of all the COVID they're giving me." And Shmuxim says, "Rebbe, if anyone deserves the COVID, the Chofetz Chaim deserves the COVID. Why are you crying for?" Chofetz Chaim tells him, the Yerushalmi says, that if the mechaber a person, because they think that he learned two mesechtas, and really he only learned one mesechta, he has to tell them that you're making a mistake. Yeah. You think I learned two mesechtas? It's not true. Don't be mechaber me. I only learned one mesechta. Chofetz Chaim said, "I'm crying. To be mechaber me, to think I'm such a gadol, to think I'm this. I know my chesroinus. I know who I am. I have a lot of chesroinus. I don't want to have to go be mefrasim all of my chesroinus. Why did he mechaber me for?" So Reb Shimon tried to calm the Chofetz Chaim down, appease him, whatever he said, didn't help. Chofetz Chaim was crying because of all this cough that he felt he didn't deserve. Finally, Reb Shimon says to him, "We say in Rosh Chodesh, we ask for Chaim shel Oishev v'Chavod, a life of wealth and Chavod." And he asked the Chofetz Chaim, "How could we be mispalel for Chavod? Chavod faket. Chazal tell us, one should run away from Chavod. Person doesn't look for Chavod. And just the opposite. When one looks for COVID, what happens? COVID runs away from him. So how do you daven for COVID? COVID's faket. How do you daven for COVID?" He said to the Chofetz Chaim, the teretz is the next part. We ask for a chayim sheyesh bohem avas Torah v'yiras Hashemayim. We ask for a life that has avas Torah, love of Torah, and yiras Hashemayim. He told the Chofetz Chaim, if a person uses the COVID to be marbe avas Torah and to increase yiras Hashemayim in the world, that's the COVID, that's good. That's the type of COVID that we daven for. And the Rishami brings down that when people mechaber at Talmud Chacham, it increases the love of Torah in the world and increases Yiras Shemayim when people see how we mechaber and respect at Talmud Chacham. And instead of the Chofetz Chaim, just the opposite. Instead of crying for this COVID, the COVID that we're giving you is being ma'a ba'avas Torah. Because people now all came out to respect to show COVID to a Talmud Chacham, and that will increase their learning and their respect for Torah and their Yiras Shemayim. So instead of crying, so the Chofetz Chaim, faket, this is the cover that we daven for, and that's the cover that we're showing you. The Chofetz Chaim said, "Nichamti, you comforted me," and he stopped crying. The true cover is not the cover that a person has for the Gashmias, for his whatever else happens in this world. The true cover is what brings about cover of Torah, cover of Yiras Shemayim. And that's the cover that a person could daven for by Rosh Chodesh Menzi. At the end of the parasha, we find that Miriam has tzaras. And Moshe Rabbeinu davens to Miriam, famous tefillah, five words. Keil no, refa no Allah. Hashem, please heal Miriam. Please give her refuah. And keil no, refa no Allah. Again, another famous mitzvah with the Chofetz Chaim, which, there are different versions to the story. So any famous story somehow always has another version or two. So if I say it over one way, you know it differently, you could correct me, or you could say, okay, he has a different version. The Chofetz Chaim had a Talmud who wasn't well, who was sick. And he came to the Chofetz Chaim, and he asked the Chofetz Chaim for a bracha. The Chofetz Chaim told him, go to a certain Talmud Chacham, go to this person, and ask him for a bracha. And if you ask him for a bracha, you'll have a refuah. Okay? Thomas was a little surprised. The Chofetz Chaim didn't give him a bracha himself. He sent him somewhere else. But he went to this other Talmud Chacham, and he asked him for a bracha, saying the Chofetz Chaim sent him. Kitzur, a short while later, the Talmud started to have a refuah. As time went on, he improved, and he became healthy. The machal was gone. But Chofetz Chaim had told him, when he sent him, not to tell anybody the story. Not to tell anybody what happened. Between me and you, he said, I don't want anyone to know the story that I'm sending you to this Talmud Chacham. This is all private. Don't tell anybody else. 20 years or more go by. His sister-in-law, his wife's sister, this Talmud who had the refuah, his wife's sister becomes sick. And his wife starts nudging him, Chofetz Chaim, he gave this and that and so on. The kitzur, he ends up telling her the whole story that it wasn't the Chofetz Chaim, it was somebody else that gave me a bracha, I can't go, I know where he is, and so on. He tells her the whole story, and Chofetz Chaim sent him to somebody else. The kitzur, a few weeks later, he himself is not feeling well, and he himself becomes sick. At this point, he feels he has no choice but to go back to the Chofetz Chaim, even though it's much, much later, and he has to admit to the Chofetz Chaim that he broke his promise, and he told what he shouldn't have told. He comes back to the Chofetz Chaim, and he says, Rebbe, he's sick again, and I 20 years ago, remember, you helped me, can you help me again? I broke my promise, I told somebody. The Chofetz Chaim looks at him and he says, Halavai, I should be able to help you. Halavai, he says, now I'm weak, I'm shvach, I'm old. 20 years ago, I was young, I was full of koyach. Do you know that I fasted 40 taneisim that you should have a refuah? Wow. Do you know 40 taneisim that you should have a refuah? But now I don't have the koyach anymore. I can't fast 40 taneisim that you should have a refuah. No. Kiel no refuah no law. Person, we think the refuah comes from here, refuah comes from there. The Chofetz Chaim, he was the one who felt the tsar. He was the one who was able to bring about the Yeshua. He covered it over. He sent him somewhere else to cover over what he did. A true tzaddik, a true gadol, has the ishma she'on of ma'oid, has the anivus, runs away from the covet, doesn't look for the covet, feels for somebody else, kill no refor no law. One more thought from the Chofetz Chaim, just like says the Chofetz Chaim, when a person is sick physically, he takes medicine. A person takes medicine. If the medicine doesn't work right away, you take it again, until the medicine kicks in, until the medicine starts to work. If a person misses a day, okay, he missed a day, but he doesn't give up. Takes the medicine the next day until the medicine helps. Because the same is true when it comes to ruchnius. Just like there's medicine for physical sickness, there's medicine for spiritual, for ruchnius as well. What's the medicine for ruchnius? Torah, Musa, Chavis Elavavis, Shari Tshuva, there's a little medicine. And even though a person might have learned Chavis Elavavis a little bit early in his life, or Shari Tshuva, Mesilas Tisharim, or early in his life, it didn't help. It didn't change much. I'm still the same person with the same challenges and the same Yetzirah that I had earlier. The medicine didn't work the first time. You try again. You take the medicine the next day. The medicine doesn't work. You take it. And slowly but surely, the medicine starts to kick in. The medicine starts to take effect in a person. Just like for a physical sickness, the medicine takes time until it starts to work. The same is true by ruchnius. It takes time for the medicine to work. But a person can't give up. Some days go easier, some days go harder, some days are better. A person has to know that not all the days are going to be the same. And a person has to keep on taking the medicine for his ruchnius in order for it to have an effect. Some nights the warning goes easier, some nights the warning doesn't go so easy. Some nights it's a pleasure, some nights it's harder to come. Whatever, everyone has their own situations, their own reasons. But it's not a reason to give up. It's not a reason if I can't come one night, or I didn't learn well one night, I didn't daven well one day, it's not a reason to give up. Just the opposite. The medicine doesn't always work, and a person has to go on and on and on and on. A person has, in a sense, mesiras nefesh, because when we come to do a mitzvah, we don't know if we'll be successful or not. We don't know, we're taking a chance. When we come to learn, we don't know exactly how it's going to go, how the daven is going to go, how the shir is going to go, how the mitzvah is going to go, but we do it anyway. A person's job is to try. A person's job is to start. The rest is up to Hashem. About the person's a daven, a person has to ask. But just like medicine doesn't always kick in and have an effect right away, the ruchnius is the same way. Kel no refuah no law. Rosh Baruch Hu should help us. We should not have refuahs, gashmius, refuahs and ruchnius. And we should not have yeshuas and Chai Yisrael. We shouldn't have any more tzar. The klal prat that we should hear only good news and yeshuas. And together we should be zeicha to Mashiach's name, who remain on me.